Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Friday edition, July 15th, of the Optimize My Life show, Optimize Your Life, brought to you by the Hope Collection. My name is Ron Clayton. I'm your host today. And yes, I'm eating lunch. This came out a lot faster than I thought it was. So allow me to take a sip of my drink here so that I don't sound like I have my mouth full of food. I know that was not very professional for a host of a show, radio show nationwide, but we're the real people here, the whole radio show, Optimize Your Life. And we come to you Monday through Friday, and what we represent is the organization of the Hope Collection. The Hope Collection is a 501c3 founded by Joel and Artis Griffin over 10 years ago with the idea in mind that we create a substantial and substantiated programs to improve and help families and their lives and make this a better world. And so each day we have different topics with different people that we host. Today I happen to be the president of the board of the Hope Collection, and I get the privilege on Fridays to welcome and introduce you to a very, very close friend. I'll tell you what, him and his wife know hospitality better than anybody I know. And this gentleman started out in Scranton, Pennsylvania as a young man. Came out of college, high school, joined the Navy. Ended up being worldwide, what people know. They've heard the title Top Gun. Well, today you're going to have the privilege of meeting in person the original Top Gun, East Coast, West Coast, All Coast. But that name is Len Kane, Captain Len Kane. And not only has he done that in his life, in his military career, he was a test pilot. He went on to become an airline pilot and founded the Golden Rule Society, a nonprofit, 50 years ago this week. And he launched it in a program that helps families and children and churches to grow and expand and grow. And he's done that successfully, so much so the No Peace Pride Committee chose him not once, not twice, but 5 years in a row was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. And then another organization, which is prestigious like Nobel Peace Prize, called Who's Who in America. They published the biographies of the most outstanding people in every field there is in America. Last year, he was named Humanitarian Man of the Year. What an award, what a guy. And I'll tell you what, I've had dinner with him. I'm on the dock of overlooking the bay in San Diego, and we're there in Coronado, and we went over to and saw a Navy ship at the Navy Yard, and we just had a wonderful time while we were there with him, and he shared life's experiences that he is as a leader and what he's doing in not only all these years but going forward. And so welcome, Len. How are you today? Are you there, Len? For some reason, his microphone is not working. I know he's on the show. I see his phone number on my dashboard. Len Kane, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry about that. I had to do a little bit of a mute because there was another phone call that came in, and I didn't want to interrupt your
call. Okay. No problem at all. No problem at all, Len. Well, I was just telling everybody about you, and I always find it's so funny. I don't run out of words to describe you, Len. I actually don't have enough words to be able to describe you, and it's such a privilege on this show every week that you come and give your time to share what you've been doing and what you are doing. It's not like you're not. I heard it said one time, don't let anybody call you an expert. An ex is a has-been, a spurt is a trip under pressure. So you don't want to be any of those things. And so you are, though, outstanding. And we're proud to be able to introduce you and welcome you to the show and introduce you to people who love to hear from you. So I'll turn it over to you because you deserve this time.
Oh, you are always courteous and you're kind, Mr. Ron Clayton. What a gentleman he is, ladies and gentlemen, because not only is he the president of the Hope Collection, which is this radio show, it goes nationwide, worldwide, 73 different countries, and what they've been doing is helping to make it a better world. Simple as that. And we're in business together with our Golden Rule Society charity, which we have been in business for a half of a century. That is just over 50 years. We're all non-paid volunteers, and we're going to be here and continue to help you as individuals, your families, your friends, your neighbors, your church, your charity. And I always jokingly say with a little levity, I said, okay, I know it's a radio show, but watch my lips. And the point is, we're not trying to sell you anything. What we're trying to do is help make it a better world by using you as the leverage to make sure that good things are being done. Courtesy and kindness. And our Golden Rule Society charity, we've got this kindness campaign that, would you believe, we put it together on the 10th hour of the 10th day of the 10th month in 2021, and helping children, churches, charities, nationwide, worldwide. I mentioned that another, I'd keep talking, because what people say, this is wonderful. And it's educational, motivational, inspirational, character building for children of all ages. So do yourself a favor. Get yourself a paper and pencil and take down some of the items that we're going to be talking to you about that is going to make you better off in life. Because we say, wow, this is wonderful. We've never heard about something like these items that they've been doing. And we've, like I said, we've been doing it for 50 years, a little bit longer than that. Mr. Ron Clayton, by the way, happens to be one of our senior advisors in the Golden Rule Society. We now have 23 senior advisors in our Golden Rule Society charity. And whenever one of the senior advisors does a great job, I said, I'm going to double your salary. And of course, jokingly, two times nothing is still nothing. But they're the kind of people that are giving of their time and their talent and their courtesy and their kindness to help you and to help make it a better world for you and your family, friends, neighbors, and it goes on and on. And why shouldn't we have it? A kindness campaign. Because we've been doing it for a long time, and it's like I said, 50 years, half of a century, and there are a lot of good things. So be sure you're not going to miss them. And I will continue and let you can share that with your family and friends. Little things like get the whole list of gifts for you, if you will. Things that can help your children, your family, your friends, whoever. Tell them to take a look at it. Because we often say, if you follow the teachings of history's most successful people, and we have a program called The Lucky Buck. It's our Golden Rule Society Lucky Buck. It's the size of a United States dollar bill. And on one side of the dollar bill is an action plan for living. And I'm telling you, if you follow the teachings of history's most successful people, who have been writing these articles and the good, helpful hints, if you follow them, logically, you're probably going to be born successful in your life. And that's the nice part about it. And that's free stuff. And on the other side of that lucky buck, the $1 bill, and it's not a real dollar bill, obviously, but on one side is the action plan for living, and on the other side is an action plan for business. Why make the mistakes that have already been made by other people for years and years? Follow the successful items in your life. Why waste your time and your money? You simply say, hey, I'm not going to do that because they say that doesn't work. Why waste your time? Why embarrass yourself and make a fool of yourself? So you follow the teachings of the successful people. Obviously, you're going to be more successful at yourself. That's just very logical. And again, I'm not selling anything, so it's there for you. But the point is, press on. And now that you have your paper and your pencil handy, here is our website for our Golden Rule Society charity. It's very simple. You know how it goes. www.goldenrulesociety. And that's all one word. No spaces between Golden Rule Society. www.goldenrulesociety.org. The letters O-R-G. It means legitimately we're a non-profit organization in the United States, in the great state of California, but here in this country. And we're legitimate. Everybody knows who we are. If they want to check up on us, they say, oh, yeah, that's a good organization. Been around a long time, helping people. And as Mr. Ron Clayton mentioned, I've only got 5 nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize. And they told me that in 2014 that I was number 2 in the world for the Nobel Peace Prize. And, of course, I got to tell people, I don't want to be number 2. I want to be number 1. Because when I was a Navy fighter pilot, we were in competition and that sort of stuff, I was the Navy's first top gun on the East Coast of the United States and then all the entire Navy. That's kind of a nice honor, and you do the best you can, but that's what you do when you're busy trying to defend the country from the bad guys and for defend guys. So there's on more to go, ladies and gentlemen, but that's a good starter for you. And I jokingly always say, I'm going to get off my high horse, but this is the kind of stuff that is available to you. And I'll just go through a whole bunch of things that you're going to say, well, now, golly, that's interesting. And you just might take notes. And it might not be applicable to you, but you say, I know that our church, or I know some people here, that they might really be interested in doing that sort of thing because they have an action plan for business. And they're doing a good business, and they want to do better. If we can help, fine. That's great. God bless. Take good care and all that stuff. So, anyway, I'll get the list. But, Ron, you've got some wonderful guests today, and I don't want to be dominating here, but just want to help make it a better world. And there's some wonderful things happening. So I'll take a sip of my coffee, and you do your magic, and I'll be back standing by as I can whenever you need me. Over to you, Ron.
And, Lynn, I just want you to know, as you were talking about the Golden Rule book, I got one in my hand with those action plan for business and an action plan for life, the lucky buck. I have those. And I know I hand them out too because they are great wisdom builders and they're great tools that we can use to touch lives. Glenn, what I wanted to do is introduce you to a new guest to our show. His name is Gavin Johns, G-A-V-I-N, Gavin Johns. He's a ball player. I can call him this. He's an all-pro ball player. He's working right now on ball teams over in Kentucky. And he's a shortstop, and I've got pictures of him, and we've met and talked many times now. And he's beginning to work with some things we're doing with the Hope Collection and the Golden Rule Collection organization. And I want to introduce you to him. Gavin, this is Len Cain. Len Cain, say hi. Gavin Johns.
Hello, Gavin John. Len Cain here. We'll shake hands over the radio for you, sir. Gavin John.
How's it going, Len? Thank you. Thank you for the introduction, Ron, as well. And thank you, Len, for coming on today. It's definitely an honor. So yeah, thank you.
Oh, happy with you. Where are you hanging your hat there, Gavin?
Right now I'm in Lexington, Kentucky, and playing for a professional baseball team called the Genomes. So it's an independent baseball team, so it's not yet Major League Baseball, but it's a stepping stone to get there. We have on our team right now 18 former Major League Baseball players, and so it's a really, really big hot spot right now. And, you know, there are a lot of things changed since COVID took place, and so this is an opportunity to get to that next level. And, yeah, just having fun out here. It's a lot more humid than California, but enjoying the people. Great people as well over here. Ron mentioned your hospitality. You know, I'm in the South right now, and there's a lot of great hospitality over here. I went to UCLA and Tennessee Tech. So when I went to Tennessee Tech, I got a little taste of the South, but I definitely missed it. So it's good to be back here.
Well, God bless you, my friend. And I think it's wonderful, small world that it is. You're living in Kentucky because I have our number two son, who, like his dad, he was a naval aviator, fly guy, and now he's an airline pilot, and he lives, I tell everybody, he lives in Kentucky, because our last name is Kane, so I pulled a little trap there.
That's great.
Well, that's funny for you. Gavin, good luck, continued success in all you do there. Gavin, continued success. Keep smacking them away. Knock those home runs out of there.
Absolutely. Amen. Amen. Yeah, thank you as well. Yep, that's, you know, you said it, you know, amen. You know, that's the biggest part of my life. You know, I wouldn't be here today without the grace of God and you know, just the connections with the Hope Collection. And I'm just very, very blessed, you know, to be where I'm at and being able to, you know, just like you said, you know, being able to be service to others to make the world a better place, you know, and I'm honored as well just to be able to learn from you and Ron and yeah, I think it's this amazing opportunity. So thank you guys.
Oh, God bless. Yeah, continued success, my friend. Continued success. Wonderful.
What? He's from Southern California.
What was that?
Well, how about that? Well, we're neighbors at ground.
Yeah.
Where in Southern California, Gavin?
Temecula, to be specific. My parents, they retired. They live in Carlsbad now, but I grew up, you know, just north of San Diego and spent a lot of time, you know, Coronado and everything. So I love Southern California. That's definitely my home.
Tell them where you live.
Well, yeah, well, we're right across the bridge from San Diego here in Coronado, my friend. But we're neighbors.
There you go. That's awesome.
He's right down the street from that Coronado Hotel.
Yeah, we'll have to introduce you to my parents sometime. I'm sure it'd be great to meet each other.
Wonderful. Well, I'm sure that's going to happen. Good Lord willing, we'll be having a cup of coffee together one of these days.
Absolutely.
I'd like to share with everybody on the call, not only is Gavin a ball player, professional, he also runs an organization. He has a website. How do you say it? Galvanized Global? Is that how you say it?
Yes. Gavin? It's a faith-based health and wellness company. So right now we have a team of 8 professionals that range from life coaches to fitness and nutrition coaches to success mindset coaches and financial coaches. So we just want to be able to provide people resources in the areas of the spirit, the mind, the body, and the whole thing creates a sense of community. And so right now we're doing virtual appointments right now online through galvanizedglobe.com. So just www.galvanizedglobe.com. And it's been very fulfilling so far. Seeing that and being able to help people through that. And in the near future, you know, when the time's right, that we already have it in place, plans to have it developed into an app and just be able to give people more resources through that and, you know, further down the line in the future, you know, we want to take our time and do the steps right and everything. We don't want to rush into anything because for me, this is a lifelong mission. You know, I feel like it's a part of my purpose. And, you know, we want to have health and wellness centers, you know, buildings, in-person buildings across the world. So different locations to be able to help people out.
Sounds wonderful. God bless. Oh, that's neat.
You know, one of the organizations that Len Kane brought to the Hope Collection and its affiliates and our partners and our members, by the way, to be a member of the Hope Collection, there's no contract. It's free. And the whole idea is this. Our theme is helping others by helping them help others. And our goal is to do that very thing because alone, each one of us really can't impact many people or many things. But together, as we help others to teach them how to help others, we're going to create a force. It's like when in the Army, in the old, we've watched old World War II movies, the guys are marching. They always have the troops break cadence. You know, they're marching all in step. And they break cadence when they go over a bridge because if they don't, the vibration will knock the bridge down. So what we're doing is we're creating a cadence of power of improvement of lives in America. And we're proud of that. And so to join, coming this week, I can say this with all certainty, our website that right now is under construction, again, it's there, but we just had to reorganize it since Joe passed away. The original website had 9 different engines that served the web pages. They were interlinked, but there were 9 different companies. We had 9 different codes for 9 different home pages, landing pages. We had 9 different organizations communicating to make different changes and things. Very challenging, not very smooth or user-friendly. Right now, as we speak today, this whole website is being revised and reworked, recoded, and I hope that by next week we'll be operational, including a new, we call it the funnel, gathering information, or CRM, that will create the methodology for us to communicate with everybody that joins us. And again, a membership is free. It's like signing up for a library card with your name, address, and phone number and email so we can contact you. And that'll be operational. The new, I'm announcing that. That's a new process that we've been working very diligently for months. And now we're about to jump off the diving board on getting that going. I started to say Len Kane, incredible in his outreach. And he's on the board of an organization, world-renowned, and you may have heard of it, you may not. It's called Intiva Health, I-N-T-I-V-A, Health. And that's an acronym, and I'm not going to describe all things. But it's an organization, a medical organization that, number one, is database operation. They are creators of a communications database system. And it's so unique. I think it's called, I might be wrong, Len, you can maybe correct me, Lockstep. It's so secure. The medical community, when last 2 years were assigned with the president assigned the medical community to create and find a vaccination for COVID-19, the first time in the history of mankind, we went from idea to fruition. And you can say what you want about a COVID-19 shot and all their variants. They prevented the deaths of millions of people and still is. And so it happened because unlike like the Salk vaccine that was a cure for polio, that took 9 years to get approved. The COVID-19 process was accumulated, information, doctors sharing information, studies, data, and they could do it in milliseconds, megabytes of kill lots of information. They could transfer information amongst themselves and grow, so they didn't bother going down the wrong direction to find a problem that they already had an answer. Now, they knew something didn't work. They could share it with somebody. So someone else didn't spend $1 million to go down a road that's already been proven not to do, or vice versa. They got something and go down the road, share it. Now, between the two of them, those companies could create what became the COVID vaccine. And that was Intiva that did that. They're responsible for it. Another thing, they have a unique medical processing program that if a person in the medical field gets certified, well, let's back up. You get go to school, get educated. In order to practice, you got to get certified. That could take anywhere from 3 to 6 to 9 months, years. But Intiva can get someone in days, get their from their education to certification in all the states and countries. They're able to, they have the system to do that spontaneously. And so they're known for that in the medical field. Len, I think, didn't you say they were recognized last year as the number one support company to the medical field in the world?
Absolutely. It was 3 years ago where they were selected. The Intiva, it's an acronym, Information Technology. It's all beautiful stuff. And they share it with every professional, doctors, nurses, scientists, and all that. And people just come on board, and they start sharing the information that they have, and it's sort of synergistic, which means one guy says or one lady says, I've got the cure for cancer. And everybody else says, what you're doing is you're wasting your time because so many other people have tried that already, and it doesn't work. And the person says, oh, I don't want to waste time and money of something that doesn't work, and it's been proved that it doesn't work. Let me get together with the other people. So now you've got more professionals who are involved in it, and one of these days, soon, we're going to have a cure for cancer. We're all looking forward to that and other things. But being number one in the world supporting the medical industry is quite an honor, and I'm very happy to be part of the organization as a member and an advisor, because we just want to help make it happen. Being an advisor, like Mr. Ron Clayton and I, we're part of that program, and we're telling people about it. And I often go and talk to a doctor, and I mention the Intiva program, and they look at me and said, I haven't heard about it. I said, why haven't you heard about it? Because when they do go look into it, they come back to me and say, hey, Captain Kane, why didn't you tell me about this sooner? Because this is really great. And we want to let everybody know, ladies and gentlemen, write this down, because I've gave you our Golden Rule Society charity, and it's goldenrulesociety.org, O-R-G. When you get there, in the navigation buttons on the site, Intiva Health. You log on to it. It's free. You tell your doctor or your nurses or scientists, whoever you want to tell about it, say, hey, this looks pretty good. And they do, and they come back to me. I say, Len, this is marvelous stuff. This is what we professionals in the medical industry want to have, is an organization that's helping to make it a better world, primarily by fighting the problems, the medical problems, that people are fighting on a day-to-day basis. So why not? So wonderful opportunity to be part of that, and it's available to you. Just go there. Sign up. It's free. Tell your doctor. Doctor, lawyer, interview in chief, whoever you want to tell about it, because everybody should know about it. And that's I'll get off the high horse, but thank you for bringing that up, Ron. Ladies and gentlemen,
well, Len,
we've got other things. Yes, sir.
I want to share with Len. I'm going to take that a couple more steps about Intiva, because they have some incredible services that are available in the world that we on this phone call can research and look at and take advantage of or recommend. Right now, if you look on TV, every other commercial on TV is about gummy vitamins, gummy bear this, gummy bear that, or gummy. And all these medical and pharmaceutical and health companies and vitamin companies are using to distribute their product or vitamin, you know, through a gummy bear. And they're just, they're easy to swallow. They melt in your mouth. Well, the gummy bear product that these companies use is being fulfilled almost entirely by a company called Intiva Health, one of their divisions, company they own. And they manufacture, it's biodegradable, it's organic, and it's pharmaceutical grade product. And last month they did $100 million of business with that one product. $100 million of business. Now, one of the other areas they're involved in is in health, and they have health clinics. They also have a service that, let's say you have someone in your family, or even just think of yourself, you may be knowing that you're going to be needing to take some different medications, or you are taking some. You can take a swab. They have a test kit. You take a test, you swab your inside your jaw, and send it in. You get back a report, a genetic and a scientific report that tells your doctor, you can get your insurance company, you can ask them to pay for it, by the way, the test, and they'll do that, and then you get a report back that you give to your doctors. And then what it says, it tells you what pharmaceutical, what products, what combination, chemical combinations. If you're taking, like I take a diabetic product, well, if I take the wrong product that for another thing, let's say I scratch my toe and I got to have antibiotic, I could go to that report and it'll tell my doctor, don't give him that erythromycin, it'll kill him or make him sick. Or I'm going into the hospital, I'm going to have an anesthesiologist, you know, give me gas. Well, there are all kinds of combinations and kinds. That report can help prevent you from getting sick or dying. And that's
Ron, this country boy, I'll jump in right there.
Hey, country boy, go ahead.
Hey, how you gentlemen doing today?
Wonderful.
You're doing great. Thank you.
God, Jesse, God bless you. Welcome aboard. Go ahead.
See, I'm catching y'all disease. I think I was born with that agape disease before anybody knew what it was too, Lynn. And everything that I do start with thanks, end with thanks. I throw a bunch of thanks and a whole bunch of faith right there in the middle. But, Ron, the information that you were sharing, and I tell people, I'm a health and nutrition expert. I have 40-something different plants that a lot of people have never even heard of growing on my ranch right now. But when Ron and Lynn shared the information with me, I just dropped Diana off at CVS Pharmacy, and I'm sitting in the parking lot with the air conditioner on, the windows down, and a beautiful 82 degrees here in the great city of Atlanta, Georgia. Now, I told Diana what Ron told me, pay it forward. Lynn told Ron, Ron told me, I told Diana. Word of mouth advertising. Whoa. How much did it cost? First thing I told Diana is I'm not a doctor, but we're in the information stage, and knowledge is power, and I want to empower you, so don't ask me. Ask Ron, and he's going to send you to Lynn Cain's website, goldenrulesociety.org. Click on this little button right here and get yourself some more information. If you don't know, ask somebody. Fast forward the tape, country boy. The medicine that she was taking, they told her, oh, you don't need to be taking that. How long you been taking it? Ron said, Diana, I used to take that medicine. You don't need to be taking that. You need to go check it out. She was paying $186 a month for medicine that wasn't doing her any good. It had more side effects than what she really needed to do. Fast forward the tape. She now pays $42 a month for medicine that's better for her. Does that make sense to you? Fast forward one more time. Just got off the phone. She was on the show with us, Lynn and Ron. Dr. Marilyn Johnson Conjuani, holistic healer, herbologist. The lady has more degrees than a thermometer. She's a a natural path. Tap into your spirit. Have a head-on collision with whoever you say created you. And health is your first wealth. So I got to drop y'all a little health note. I'm not pitching anybody's business. Ron, you know we was involved with them little companies called Amway. I was selling Amway when I was 12, but I've been involved for 22 years now with Melaleuca, Melaleuca, if you've never heard of them. They are the undisputed heavyweight green champions in the world for 36 consecutive years, and no one has ever took their title. They research, manufacture, and ship directly to the consumer. No one has their marketing plan. You're not selling nobody suds and duds and lotions and potions. You order your own products online, like we're accustomed to doing. They send my products, my toothpaste, my laundry detergent, all them health nutrition products that I take because they're the leader in the world. They said that little company, they said we're not supposed to talk about people, but I'm going to call them out. One-a-day vitamins. They're the leader in the world in the vitamin industry. Gosh, they came out with something called gummies years ago. Put vitamin C in them gummies. People don't like pills. We don't like pills. But one-a-day vitamins sells more vitamins than anybody in the world, but you'd have to take 35 of their one-a-days to equal one pack of ours. So fast forward to tape one more time. Melaleuca researches, manufactures the safest, greenest product in the world. One of their products is called Tough and Tender. It has been formulated to kill viruses. The chiropractors use it, the massage therapy, and they use it in the surgical room. Three main ingredients in this product: Melaleuca oil, which is comes from a tea tree plant. Y'all know it with its generic name. Second thing, the citric acid that comes from a lemon, and an herb that you cook with called thyme. Last one, while learning and working with Joel, because he knew about Amway and Melaleuca too, I order my products online. They send it to my home-based business. Since we're working with government people, and they keep our own country board, I keep my receipt from my home-based business products. I write them off on my taxes, and the government has to give me my money back for brushing my teeth and taking a bubble bath. And this is the last one. Like Chick-fil-A has their little sayings, I'm a marketing guru. They say we didn't invent the chicken, just the chicken sandwich. Melaleuca's oldest products is a bath cleansing bar. It has no lye in it, what we call soap. So Country Boy's last little saying right there is Melaleuca didn't invent baths. Just the gold bar, and you haven't had a bath until you've had a bath with a gold bar. That's just health and nutrition, you guys. Lynn, Ron, good to hear your voices again. Ron, back over to you, sir.
Wonderful. Thanks, stuff. Country Boy. God bless your boy.
And Country Boy, his name is Brian Dorsey, but he's been CB for a long time. And I always describe him this way. He's a giant of a man. He worked with me, and we have mutual business projects we work on. And for 3 years, we worked together. And another, Joel Griffin, the founder of the Hope Collection, introduced us. And then a couple years later, I got a chance to go to Atlanta. I was at a convention, and I knew this guy was there, Country Boy. And I'm looking all over, and there's hundreds of people in this room, and I couldn't see. I'm looking, and he told me what to look for, and I'm looking, and I see this white Texan cowboy hat going through the room. And all of a sudden, this guy, who was a giant of a man, and I said, well, I want to look him in the eye, but he had to stand on a chair because he's not real tall. But he's still a giant of a man. And he's a good friend, and he's on the board of the Hope Collection today. But he brings a world of information that can help others, and you, if you're looking to do that, he's an asset and can be in your life. And so we share what we do on the Hope Collection and the Optimize Your Life radio shows is we share with each other programs, projects, and they're all vetted. before somebody can come out and talk about different things that they do talk about, we check things out. And we made Joey made sure that somebody and what they are talking about was legitimate and had integrity. And that's all that we have an offer. But this show, every Friday, as I would bring it back to Len Kane, he has been so instrumental in bringing so many good things to the lives of families and people. And, you know, when you look on TV right now, there's this big, our school's under attack. Len has been cornerstone of helping create and continue and grow our respect for the American flag and America. And that's a big part of what the Golden Rule is. And so that's why we salute Len every Friday. And it's such a privilege that I love to do that. And I have to tell you something. Lately, more and more and more, the person who hosts the show has a dashboard. And my dashboard is full. I mean, I'd love to say every single individual, I'd like to open the microphone. They're all open. By the way, you that call in on any given day, when I host a show, I don't just switch on somebody's microphone. I turn them all on. So feel free at any time to jump in and say, hi, this is George from Moka Scotia, Michigan. I don't know. You can call in and say, hi, this is so-and-so. And this is an open mic conversation. This is not a lecture.
And so I want country boys to jump in. Ron, I do have one.
Well, not you. Not you. No, no.
You know, I always got stories to tell. I would tell a story and stick to it, but God's doing so many miraculous things that I don't just have one story, but I got a quick story real fast. The last 3 days, I've been working with two guys that I met about 10, 12 years ago. I used to do stand-up and poetry. Some people call it spoken word in their after six spot for old timers to come and wind down and hang out with their veteran buddies. So I used to hang out with those guys. No joke. But I just told them that it's time to stop joking around. You've been lost and want to be found. Well, let me tell you what you need to do. You need to introduce yourself to the Holy One that created you. So in the process of us telling jokes with each other, they told me, don't go chasing waterfalls, country boy. I'm not chasing them. We're building one in his house, a waterfall and a pond. So I've been hanging out with him and then found out what I didn't know. God says, I'm going to download wisdom into your brain at the speed of your questions. And country boy always has plenty of questions. Well, Jay, what else do you build? He said, well, I've only built 20 Home Depots, 4 Pizza Huts. I'm building 2 Smoothie Kings right now and 6 YMCAs. Ron, you know who I'm going to introduce him to, right? Rick Reeves, who's building these community centers in 6 different states, and we're going to be building one right here in the great city of Atlanta. And my son purchased Clark Atlanta University Gymnasium and 3 buildings next to it. And then, Ron, next Thursday, my buddy C-Pod, who's a veteran, is flying in here. He just built 6 attainable homes in Miami, the smallest one being 300 square feet. We already know that we can get automatic financing for the veterans. And I just got to download the database. We found 128,000 containers that's owned by the federal government, and they're trying to figure out what to do with them. My buddy JW has 2 bulldozers, 6 dump trucks, 4 bobcats, and 48 years worth of building stuff that he's bringing to the table. Now, I think by closing, I just got off the phone with my other business partner, William, who was doing digital billboards with me years ago. They just gave him his old high school in his hometown. He's converting it to affordable housing for seniors that live there in the little city and veterans. Multiplex, men's and girls, is under one nation, under love, like we're talking about, Ron. So the veteran projects are going. We're building stuff. We're confiscating buildings. And we're doing health screenings. 2 weeks ago, I told you guys we had that health screening. They raised $82,000. My younger sons did a health screening at the Botanical Gardens in Atlanta, and wine and cheese on the lawn. But you could have your blood pressure, your sugar level, all them things that deal with your blood and your heart tested there. And we have another one coming up with our veteran partners, Urban Spice Magazine, Ron. And I'll tell you and Lynn more what's going on with the health screening. And we just threw a twist in it since we have a lot of athletes and entertainers here in Atlanta. We got 8 professional athletes and celebrities that's going to be joining us. Lynn, we got to really move this time. We're going to make sure and get us some kindness campaign water so that you and whoever you decide to put on the other side of the label, we've already set it up, Ron, that you, Lynn's going to take that water, that he's going to be starting the headquarters there with his non-for-profit organization in California. But he's going to give Country Boy, we're going to keep some of that water down here in Georgia, and our headquarters is actually in a little town called Charlotte, North Carolina. And then we're going to give Oakman some water, and we're going to give Rick Reese some water over in Colorado. And what I'm just telling you, Lynn, is when you get phase 2 with your kindness campaign across America, I've already solidified 14 different states that's going to be putting the kindness water in people's hands. We're going to pay it forward, pay it forward, pay it forward. Why, in closing, we care enough to share enough information with you, all of you, so that you know what you need to know in order to be able to grow. We have no hidden agendas or hidden motives on what we do. We have every intention on blessing you. We want you to practice it now, keeping in mind, practice doesn't mean you get perfect. Practice means you only get better and better and better. Top Gun's got another level. He's coming with better, more better, more better. So do unto others before. Yeah, before they do unto you. When you give some love, some kindness, and some hope away, then it comes right back to you. Back over to you, Ron Clayton.
Well, thank you.
Wow.
Well, wow. We want everybody. You know,
oh,
you can't help it.
Brad,
Country
you just
Boy
stole, you stole the announcement for the Golden Rule Society's kindness campaign, which includes the water program, which benefits everybody. Oh, we got to get together and put it all together. Brad, God, keep up your great work. And Ron Clayton, excuse me for interrupting, but I'm rather enthused. And enthused is the spirit within, and that's the spirit of the good Lord. Back over to you, Ron. Thank you kindly.
Well, thank you very much, everyone. I'd also like to mention to you guys, everybody, a couple projects at the Hope Collection reaching out with directly and with our partner sister organizations that we work with. We have right now in a place called Ransom, West Virginia, it's a county, we are going to be partnering in Hope Collection with Jobonomics. We are actually, Niacom is the name of the company, they are installing broadband fiber optics technology in the county. Now, maybe you never heard of Ransom, West Virginia. Most people haven't. It's not one of the higher level communities. In other words, it's not like L.A. County. It's like in the middle of nowhere. But it's next door to Lawton County. Now, you might have heard of Lawton. In Lawton County, right now, they've run out of the ability to build a tech center. A tech center today is electronics, and like they do complete buildings full of the computers. And in the old days, you used to have big computer rooms, and they sometimes need enough water, like a river, to run through it to cool them. Well, now it's all because of the dynamics of electronics and the ability to condense and use chips and things to do, where it used to take lots more. These centers, well, they're running out of places, and the cost of doing business and land in Virginia is so high and limited, and now we're going to be installing broadband and creating data centers that will supply Lawton County with more tech centers, and that's our country's capital, Washington, D.C., next to Lawton. So we are on the cutting edge of tomorrow's economics and growth in the internet world, and what they call the new technology, MP3, world wideband service. So, guys, we really have an impact as an organization and partnering and being some of them. What we do is we organize. We get the players together. And by the way, that operation in Ransom is outside of, although it is endorsed by, and the guarantees are backed by the government, they're private sector funded. Most of our projects are private sector funded, and we get like the FDA, what is it, the small business SBA. What they do is they go out and they get the projects, and then they go and the banks guarantee the money to the SBA to build the project. Well, this is how we work. And so now we actually right now are sitting on $500 million to install broadband anywhere in the country. And we have the money. This isn't something we got to file for. We have the project. All we do is we don't file for it. We do like a withdrawal. In other words, the money's there. And it's been backed by, you might have heard of an organization called the Guggenheim organization. It's a nonprofit foundation. And they have put their money where their mouth is to back up the projects we're doing. So I'm excited to share that information with you. And it shows how solid that we have when we're players in the marketplace of economic development, particularly in underserved communities. We're on cutting edge with Jobonomics and Chuck Vollmer. So if you have any inquiries, want to learn more, hey, get in contact with myself or the moderator of the board of the Hope Collection. His name is Gary Helfenstein, and we work together, and you can reach him also. And so, guys, well, time is winding down. Only a few minutes left. And Len, I'd like you to share a little bit about what's in the harbor down there in San Diego that I don't know if it was last year or the year before. They brought in a ship that's now a monument. And you want to talk about that little boat, that little, like the one, a little rubber ducky they got down there in the harbor there?
Oh, absolutely. Talking about, here we go, you're talking to an old Navy guy who was the original top gun and very much involved in the Navy. That was the youngest officer promoted to captain and all these wonderful things. And I was just a coal miner's kid from Scranton, Pennsylvania, blessed to be part of the organization's just dedicating the work to get it all done, working with good people here, there, and everywhere, and busy doing the work of the Lord. That's what it's all about. And the work that we're doing, and Ron wants to talk about the wonderful Navy ships that are here in the San Diego area. We got the Midway Museum, which was just a naval carrier, aircraft carrier. And people visit it, and it's beautiful. And they have all kinds of programs and parties and, just terrific stuff. Wonderful, wonderful. That you're all invited anytime coming into San Diego. And that's part of the program. But I want to also introduce it because that is part of what we're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, I mentioned earlier about the Golden Rule Society's kindness campaign. Now, we kicked it off officially on the 10th hour of the 10th day of the 10th month in 2021. And, of course, we go and been going along with all kinds of wonderful things. And, of course, changes have to be made. So you have to stop and make sure that everything, that all the ducks are in a row, that what we're doing it. And here's what it is, ladies and gentlemen. What we do is, it's the Golden Rule Society's kindness campaign. And it says, with love, kindness, and hope in your heart for peace and joy to the world, treat others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. And basically, somebody said, Len, what you are doing is you're living the 10th commandment of the good Lord, where he said, share the love that I give you with others. Well, that's very simple and very powerful. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, here, there, and everywhere, is what we need. We don't need people killing one another, destroying each other. That the metaphor is madness. Because give kindness, and that's what you get. And when I graduated high school, ladies and gentlemen, I finished high school, and the day after that, I was leaving to join the Navy. And my mother, God bless her, one wonderful woman, she said, Len, now that you're leaving, she says, wherever you go, whatever you do, whoever you meet, she said, be kind. And that, those words that she gave me are part, they're in my heart, in my mind, in my soul. And I've been doing that, living that for all of my life. Because I just can't get it out of my mind, because it makes so much sense to be kind. Wow. And what we're doing is we're expanding that into the kindness campaign. We're adding to it. And you heard some of the things that are going on. The program with Mr. Brad Dorsey, Mr. Ron Clayton, the kindness campaign with, it goes on and on. And it's all going to be a part of that because it benefits everybody. That's why we're here, to serve. Why not? Better that than throwing rocks at people. So here we are. And Ron, you always put on a great show, and you got a couple minutes left. And I think I've done my part as best I can, and I don't want to be dominating. But the opportunity for you to tie it up in a very courteous and kind knot, my friend. Thank you, Ron Clayton. Good help to everybody. And I'm very happy to announce that my tour problem that I had with the latest COVID-19, I'm back to 99.9%, 100%. So maybe in a day or so. But thank you. Back over That's to you, great. Ron. Keep up your great work.
Okay. Well, if there's anybody else on the call right now, I'm going to open the mic. The mics are open. If you'd like to say hi or you have a thought or a comment, we got 3 minutes left before the show automatically shuts down.
Right. Yeah, this is Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, man. Len and the country, and it's been a great call. I've been listening. But, Len, as I always say, when we get our heads together, we'll send you the link to this call. Ron, I've got an appointment with the doctor this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Linda's going to have to come home early, get me, and take me back there. Basically, if you can call me sometime tonight, around 7:30, 8 o'clock, at my cell, I would like to talk with you about something.
Beautiful. Good work. Good work, my friend.
Yeah. Is there anyone else who would like to say something?
Yeah, this is Gavin here. I got a quick question for Len.
Yes, sir.
Len, being a, an athlete myself, just like you, being able to you know, perform at the highest level, you know, just as you performed, I think is really amazing, you know, being the top gun. And I had a quick question about, like, performing under pressure and being calm under pressure. What is a piece of advice you have for performing to the best of your abilities under pressure?
Well, you've got to focus on what the goal is, giving it your best time, your talent, and making sure that you're going to convey and conduct the best thing that you have in your heart and in your mind to do what's right. And there it is right there. And if you just do that, and ladies and gentlemen, be sure to visit our website, goldenrulesociety.org, because we have a whole list of items that are available to you. Success for you, tips for help for you. Oh, they're all there, put together by wonderful, successful people here, there, and everywhere. And they're free to you. Well, that's all you have to do is share it with your family, friends, neighbors, church, and charity. God bless all. And let's share the love that the good Lord gives us with others. Amen,
amen,
brothers.
Amen.
Amen. Absolutely. Thank you, Len. Thank you. John, I'm glad you joined us today. And you're welcome to come back. And we have other shows that feature other things different days. So let's talk some more, everybody, and have a great weekend. And here's the one thing I'd like to challenge everybody to do. Give someone a smile. Then when you're out in public, they may not get a smile in their whole life. Anybody in their family, anybody, their friends, give them a smile. Give a gift away to somebody today. Make it a better world just by doing that one single thing. Thank you. Love you guys. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye for now.
Yeah.